Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
We'll be right back. one, Julie Redman, baby, at Black Whale, Red and Black. Thank you. Chad Taylor on the drums. I'm James Brandon Lewis. Thank you so much for having us.
From the Buffalo-born jazz saxophonist full of acclaim and drive, that was James Brandon Lewis with the live cut, Willisee, off the 2020 CD Live in Willisaw. Jazz legend Sonny Rollins said this about James: promising young player with the potential to do great things, having listened to the elders. And that's a stamp of approval right there. Over the years, he has released several critically acclaimed albums, leads numerous ensembles, and is the co-founder of the American Book Award-winning poetry and music ensemble called Heroes Are Gang Leaders. And during this time of COVID and live music suffering, he had some words of wisdom.
I can't personally live in the muck and mire every day. I have to be creative. I have to think about things in the most positive light, even though it may appear not. You know, I've definitely lost relatives to the COVID. Rather than mope, to become active, you know, activity is healthy. Burning energy is healthy. That's the net of it. And trying to be encouraging to my friends and my family.
This new album is a live CD that is much needed in a world missing the live music, and it was recorded at the 2019 Willisaw Jazz Festival. He is always attracting the respect of jazz elders and leading the younger cats straight into the future. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the epicenter of jazz, from the Corvino to the Blue Room, and you are listening to the trio of bassist Jeff Harshbarger, guitarist Matt Hopper, and drummer John Kazillermarut at the Corvino Supper Club on May 21, 2021, as the world continues to wake up, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, mincing together a delightful array of jazz just for you. Speaking of the Roaring Twenties, let's revisit that era in history when the world had to wake up from yet another virus that swept the globe. This is band leader, saxophonist, bassist, and songwriter Isham Edgar Jones, joined by his orchestra with the tune Somebody's Wrong. Dig. Thank you.
This is jazz trumpeter Thomas Marriott. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was jazz trumpeter, composer, and producer Thomas Marriott with the 2021 tune, All the Things You Are. This cat is a veteran of the national jazz scene who's earned 7 Golden Ear Awards, produced 13 albums as a leader for Origin Records, and has toured with the greats like Maynard Ferguson and Roy McCurdy, and contemporary cats like Warren Evans and Joe Locke. We caught up with him here at the show recently to talk about the world and music, and he had some good thoughts.
My feeling is that trumpetship, and really all music, is a way to get outside of yourself. I mean, I think that's one of the things that I like about music in general. I think that's, you know, especially true for the jazz listening audience, is that music is a way that we get outside of ourselves and change our state of being without the use of chemicals and all of that.
From the duo of New York pianist John Mayer and legendary Roy McCurdy, here's the tune You're My Everything off their 2007 CD, So Many Stars.
Hi, this is Shelley Rudolph from Portland, Oregon, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Trembling on your fingertips. Oh, my soul is a firefly, lighting up this night so brief. Oh, my body. This life is a mystery, and so what is there to do? Oh, but your voice is wrapped inside me, coming for to carry me.
That was the ever-evolving jazz vocalist Shelley Rudolph with the song Butterfly Heart off the 2020 CD The Way We Love. This new release is her debut on the Origin Records label, and as the case has been with so many musicians over this last year, she had some reflections on this hard, strange year we've all lived through.
Good and bad, you know. Definitely connected. It feels like the whole year has been like that, like kind of connecting more deeply with people. And more intimately, in a strange but wonderful way, you know. But yeah, hard to have the celebration letting loose aspect.
Here is the legendary 2-time Grammy Award-winning singer Diane Schur. She was a wonderful interview over the quarantine. She's next on the show. This is the title track, I Remember You, off her 2014 CD, right here on The Big Show.
You're the one who made my dreams come true. Few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and the stars that fell like rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I remember you. Thank you. te admira. Tu papá da para bom. Like rain out of the blue. And when my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I shall tell them I remember. Tell them I remember. Tell them I remember.
Amy McCabe, I'm a jazz vocalist, composer. I'm in Japan right now and I'm listening to Neon Jazz in Kansas City.
Thinking of you, and my heart is glad. What a dream of you.
That was Japanese composer, vocalist, shamisen player, and educator based in New York City, Emi Makabe, with the title track off her 2020 CD anniversary. She has been involved with the music from early childhood, and she moved to New York City in 2008. We caught up with her here at the show about her love of jazz, and it's very evident. We asked her about it.
One thing is definitely improvisation. They are rhythm, which is different from pop music or rock. I think every time you can play differently, right? So it's very fun for me. And
one of the very first shows she was to ever witness was from the great jazz guitarist Bill Frisell. I know the feeling. Off the 2014 CD Rebel Rouser, this is the song Guitar in the Space Age, and here she is to explain.
I remember Bill Frisell played at Vanguard, British Vanguard, with his quartet, I think. Yeah, that was just blew my mind. Like, I've never experienced that world made by music. He made, yeah. Thank you.
this is Dan Bonsanti, director and arranger for the 14 Jazz Orchestra. We're celebrating the new release of our latest and third project called Cartoon Bebop, and you are listening to us on Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back.
That was the always talented director, composer, and arranger Dan Bonsante leading the charge on the new 2021 CD Cartoon Bebop with the title track off the album. It's essentially a list of 24 musicians playing in a band called The 14, and Dan was forced to make this special recording via some real social distancing. He had each musician record their part in their homes, then mixing the whole thing together to make a stellar new album. And we caught up with our dear friend Dan to talk about the post-COVID world that is unfolding right now. Here are some thoughts.
I just hope that conditions will prevail where people can go back to venues and begin to listen to good music again. People eventually, I'm guessing, will want to get out after being kind of stuck at home for a long period of time, especially maybe some of the older folks that were a lot more cautious. So I'm just hoping that we'll get some sense of normalcy.
So let's hop right on that Count Basie train here, shall we? Here is the master pianist and band leader back in 1960, leading the orchestra with the tune Not Now, I'll Tell You When, and Oh Will We Ever.
This is Jeff Benedict. I'm a musician in Los Angeles. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the veteran jazz saxophonist and educator Jeff Benedict leading his big, big band with the song Hickey Burr off the 2021 CD, The Weather Is Here, Wish You Were Beautiful. We caught up with him here at the show in this new year, and he had some profound thoughts on live music.
I hope that the value of live synchronous connection, of being in the same room at the same time with people making music, that people realize how special that is. I mean, it's one thing to listen to a recording. There's just nothing like being there when it's happening.
This is someone Jeff has performed with and knows well. This is pianist Harold Denko back in 2017 with the song A Quiet Dawn off the CD Triple Play as we get ready to deliver the final out of this jazz game of ours.
Thank you.
Again, that was the talented veteran jazz pianist Harold Denko with A Quiet Dawn. And finally, we bring it all back home here to Kansas City, this little town of ours, from the jazz royalty on the mic. This is Queen Bey. She's been singing professionally since the age of 12. She started that gig at the Orchid Room in Kansas City way back in the day. She's in her 80s now. She's an idol from these parts. Let's get into that song that was a part of all of her live gigs, Let the Good Times Roll. Here she is. Thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a real Kansas City broadcast gem, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous. Yeah.
Reach out to us. We're always here. We love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.